Hello children, welcome to module 2 of chapter 10, Reaching the Age of Adolescence. Do you notice that sometimes the voice of some of the boys in your class cracks? Do you know the reason? At puberty, the voice box or the larynx begins to grow. Boys develop larger voice boxes. The growing voice box in boys can be seen as a protruding part of throat called Adam's apple. In girls, the larynx is hardly visible from the outside because of its small size. Generally, girls have a high-pitched voice, whereas boys have a deep voice. In adolescent boys, sometimes the muscles of growing voice box go out of control and the voice becomes hoarse. This state may remain for a few days or weeks, after which the voice becomes normal. We can see the figure of Adam's apple in our textbook, figure number 10.2. Now, the another aspect, increased activity of sweat and sebaceous glands. During puberty, the secretion of sweat glands and sebaceous glands, also called oil glands, increases. Many young people get ascine and pimples on the face at this time because of increased activity of these glands in the skin. Now, next aspect is development of sex organs. At puberty, male sex organs like the testes and penis develop completely. The testes also produce sperms. In girls, the ovaries enlarge and eggs begin to mature. Now, next aspect is reaching mental, intellectual and emotional maturity. Adolescence is also a period of change in a person's way of thinking. Adolescents are more independent than before and are also self-conscious. Intellectual development takes place and they tend to spend considerable thinking. In fact, it is often the time in one's life when the brain has the greatest capacity for learning. Sometimes, however, an adolescent may feel insecure while trying to adjust to the changes in the body and mind. But as adolescent learners, you should know that there is no reason to feel insecure. These changes are a natural part of growing up. Now, our next aspect is secondary sexual characters. Testes and ovaries are reproductive organs. They produce gametes, that is, sperms are produced by testes and ova is produced by ovaries. In girls, breasts begin to develop at puberty and boys begin to grow facial hair, that is, mustache and beard. As these features help to distinguish the male and female, they are called secondary sexual character. Boys also develop hair on their chest. In both boys and girls, hair grows under the arms and in the region above the thigh or the pubic region. This is the end of module 2. Thank you.